The U.S. economy seems to be in pretty good shape as we start off the new year. Job growth is strong, gasoline prices are way down, and consumer confidence is up. But in Europe, it's a different story. Today, the euro took a dive. It's now at its lowest point against the dollar in nearly a decade. Joining us to explain what's going on and what it might mean for Americans is Marilyn Giewax, business editor at NPR. Marilyn, why is the euro losing value?
Well, they say in a nutshell, it really reflects the fact that the United States has a strong economy right now and Europe is still struggling. Consider that their unemployment rate is 11.5%. That's like double what ours is. And with growth being so slow over there, people are getting nervous about the idea of deflation. And anybody who's ever taken a pay cut knows how much deflation can hurt you. It undermines confidence. So really, our economies are in two very different places. Our central bank, the Federal Reserve, is setting the stage for raising interest rates in the next year or so. And the European Central Bank is doing the opposite. They're sort of setting the stage for having even lower interest rates. Their hope over there is that by making borrowing cheaper, European companies will be able to afford to expand more. And, you know, so that makes sense, but it has consequences for your currency. If you have a higher interest rate in the United States, and let's say you're a global investor, you got to park your money somewhere, you want it to be safe, the United States looks strong, it looks safe, it's paying more for interest rates, Europe paying less, looks a little shaky. So the general trend here is there's a shift away from having euros and a shift into U.S. dollars.
Marilyn, could you bring the economic trouble in Greece into the picture? Because we know that's having an impact on the euro.
Well, that's exactly right. There's another part of this story, and that's Greece. You know, you've probably heard about this a lot over the last couple of years. They've had a big fiscal mess that's been going on. They borrowed too much. They can't figure out how to pay it. So they have a lot of political turmoil. And on January 25th, they're going to have national elections. No one knows quite how that will turn out or what Greece is going to do. It's even conceivable that they could pull out of the euro and stop using that currency. And that's never happened before. No country's ever pulled out of the European currency. So that kind of creates this uncertainty that makes the euro seem even less desirable.
Now, how much uncertainty is there among global watchers here in the United States? When the European currency loses value, what's the fallout for America?
Well, everybody's watching that, and it's a, you know, I guess the big picture here is you don't want to have a weak trading partner. We do a lot of business with Europe. I mean, think about it. Do we have political ties, military ties? You know, there's NATO. There's, you know, a lot of economic overlap between our two regions. And, you know, you don't want to have a weak trading partner, and you also don't want to have a dollar that's so strong because it could hurt our exports.
So there may be a lot of economic competition going on, but when one does well, the other does well as well.
Right. We want them both to do well. And the thing is, too, as I say, you don't want to hurt our exports. You know, if the dollar is very strong, if you think about it this way, let's say you're doing business in Brazil. You need to clear some land. You got to buy an earth mover. If you buy one from Caterpillar in the United States, you have to use U.S. dollars. If you buy one from Germany, you know, Krupp, this company that makes the same kinds of things, if the Europe is cheaper, the Germans have an advantage. They can actually sell their thing as that sort of a discount. So the buyer that's in Brazil will say, okay, look, it's all things being equal. I'm going with the Germans. That's not good for our manufacturers. So we don't want to have a weak trading partner, and we don't want a dollar that's too strong. So right now, you know, we're just kind of watching this and hoping that Europe does a little bit better in the future.
Okay. Thank you. Once again, Marilyn Giewax, business editor at NPR. Nice to speak with you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's fun to be with you.